Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 21st. I'm Joshua Chang. Non-native mosquitoes carrying infectious diseases are quickly spreading all across Southern California. With the help of the drought, these new mosquito species have been able to proliferate in the warmer weather conditions and high humidity. These new aggressive mosquitoes have the ability to transmit dengue, chikungunya, and yellow fever. Suzanne Clu from the Greater Los Angeles County Vector Control District tells us how to distinguish these infectious bites from normal ones.
Well, for most people, these bites are very itchy, way more itchy than our regular mosquito bite. These mosquitoes usually like to bite lower. They're low-flying mosquitoes. They like to bite on your legs and ankles. And so sometimes it's a little hard to distinguish between those mosquito bites and a flea bite.
Bringing home the bacon and other processed meats could lead to cancer. That's the finding of a new study out today. Anne Brannigan finds out whether this popular breakfast food is worth the risk to USC students.
The report by the World Health Organization says processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, and sausages considerably increase your chances of developing colon cancer. The organization calls processed meats carcinogenic, the same designation given to cigarettes, arsenic, and asbestos. USC students have mixed reactions.
We eat processed meats about the same amount that I smoke cigarettes. So I'm already aware of kind of risks.
I had no problem with bacon until I heard you say that. I might consider looking into maybe slowing down on eating bacon then, since it causes cancer. I don't want cancer.
And it seems like everything causes cancer, so I just want to eat and be happy.
I don't think anybody really who eats bacon even really expected it to be considered healthy. Am I going to stop eating it altogether? No. Maybe limit it, maybe cut it back a little bit, but it's not going to drastically impact what I do one way or the other.
The report also finds red meat could possibly cause cancer, but researchers say the link between red meat and cancer isn't as strong as it is with processed meats. Anne Brannigan, Annenberg Radio News.
Three teams are vying to relocate to Los Angeles. The San Diego Chargers plan to file for relocation in January. The Oakland Raiders and the St. Louis Rams are also rumored to have their sights set on a new stadium in the city. Here's what football fans had to say about it.
Hell yes. I would definitely support it. I'm dying. I want one. I need one.
No, I don't think it needs more than one football team. It's already kind of crowded as it is. I mean, just building more buildings and stuff will probably make it even more crowded. You know, people coming from even further cities to come in for the football game.
You know, I'm all for jobs and I'm all for people and opportunities. So, yeah, I wouldn't like not support it. I'm not against it.
I don't know that LA necessarily needs one or two. Yeah, I don't think they necessarily need a professional football team. It's become such a college football town.
All three teams were previously located in LA. Community members are worried that a housing project in South Los Angeles will push low-income residents out. Reporter Paulina Cachero has the story.
Residents and community leaders gathered at the Metropolitan Courthouse this morning to voice their concerns over the $1 billion REEF project. The project involves 9.7 acres of development in South Central Los Angeles, including construction of a hotel and high-rise condominiums. Community leaders say that the project would exacerbate the current problems with gentrification, homelessness, and housing affordability. The Health Impact Partners estimate in a report released today that 52% of the 84,000 residents living within 2 miles of the project could be at risk of financial strain or displacement. The REEF project is being fast-tracked despite a petition with over 250 signatures requesting additional time to review the project. The community has only 1 week left to submit their comments on the development. Paulina Cachero, Annenberg Radio News.
If Monday wasn't bad enough, workers at LAX had an entire package to deal with, literally. The administration building in LAX Airport was closed down this morning after a suspicious package was received by mail. Flights were not delayed, but the traffic jams were developing, airport officials say. A bomb squad cleared the package around 8 this morning, but the traffic jam will likely to continue until the investigation is closed around the area. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang.